The dire wolf lunged again, and again Mira's spear darted out. Some had dodged, circling back. The bushes rustled, and a lean black shape came padding from behind the weirwood, teeth bared. The scent was strong. His brother had smelled his rage. Bran felt hairs rise on the back of his neck. Mira stood beside her brother, with wolves to either side. "Bran, call them off."
"I can't."
"Jojen, up the tree."
"There's no need. Today is not the day I die."
"Do it," she screamed, and her brother scrambled up the trunk of the weirwood, using the face for his handholds. The dire wolves closed. Mira abandoned spear and net, jumped up, and grabbed the branch above her head. Shaggy's jaw snapped shut beneath her ankle as she swung up and over the limb. Summer sat back on his haunches and howled, while Shaggy Dog worried the net, shaking it in his teeth. Only then did Bran remember that they were not alone. He cupped his hands around his mouth. "Hodor!" he shouted. "Hodor! Hodor!" He was badly frightened and somehow ashamed. "They won't hurt Hodor," he assured his treed friends. A few moments passed before they heard a tuneless humming. Hodor arrived, half-dressed and mud-spattered from his visit to the hot pools. But Bran had never been so glad to see him. "Hodor, help me. Chase off the wolves. Chase them off." Hodor went to it gleefully, waving his arms and stamping his huge feet, shouting, "Hodor! Hodor!" running first at one wolf and then the other. Shaggy Dog was the first to flee, slinking back into the foliage with a final snarl. When Summer had enough, he came back to Bran and lay down beside him. No sooner did Mira touch ground than she snatched up her spear and net again. Jojen never took his eyes off Summer.
"We will talk again," he promised Bran. "It was the wolves, it wasn't me."
He did not understand why they'd gotten so wild.
"Maybe Maester Lewin was right to lock them in the guardswood."
"Hodor," he said, "bring me to Maester Lewin."